Just last month, two large American cities, Atlanta and Baltimore, were hacked. In Atlanta, a ransomware attack left the city's services offline for a week. And in Baltimore, their 311 and 911 dispatch systems were taken down.
It's more evidence that cities and counties, as well as our federal government, need to think more about cybersecurity, according to Donald Norris, professor emeritus of public policy at the University of Maryland, Baltimore County. He and a group of researchers conducted the first ever nationwide survey of local government cybersecurity, and they found that they are far behind where they should be. I spoke with him more about this recently, and I started by asking him why it is that hackers would go after cities to begin with. What are they after?
They're after personally identifiable information, which they can then sell on the black market to people who will then use it to steal goods and money.
And how exactly do we see these sorts of hacks affecting citizens?
Mostly, if the organization that is hacked is able to identify the hack, stop it, and notify the citizens that have, or the individuals, the people whose information has been taken, then there's no harm. I've had my own personal credit card hacked on three or four different occasions over the past 10 years. My Target card was hacked. My Home Depot card was hacked. And these organizations found out about it quickly enough and were able to put into place procedures that prevented anything bad happening to me. That's not always the case, though.
Right, right. So you looked at these most recent attacks in Baltimore and Atlanta. And you said that these both could have been prevented and that they are evidence that local governments are just appallingly behind in local government cybersecurity.
On average, yes, local governments are way behind in terms of where they need to be in cybersecurity. We did the first ever nationwide survey of local government cybersecurity. And the results, among other things, tell us that local government officials, for the most part, are not sufficiently aware of the need for cybersecurity, and they don't provide sufficient support for cybersecurity. And that goes from elected officials to top managers all the way down to average staff within these local governments. Indeed, the only official in local governments that came out looking good on these surveys were the top appointed managers. But even they were not 100% aware of the need for cybersecurity or 100% supportive of efforts towards cybersecurity.
I want to talk a little bit about the way that they respond when they are attacked. You said that they're not honestly aware that this is something they should be concerned about, but once it happens, how do they respond?
The better local governments will respond first by being able, and this is not from the survey, but this is just common knowledge, the best organizations will first of all be able to detect an attack and to detect a breach, somebody actually getting into their system. And once they've detected the attack, they can then keep an eye on it to make sure that it doesn't turn into a breach. If it does turn into a breach, then they must take action to stop the breach and prevent information from being exfiltrated or removed, copied and removed from their data system. And that's what they should do. But what we found was that almost 30% of local governments didn't know if they were being attacked, and 62% didn't know if they'd been breached.
Did they have the staff necessary to handle these things? Are there positions in city governments that are dedicated to this?
There definitely are. But what we found in the survey was that among the barriers that local governments face in providing adequate cybersecurity, the top barrier is the inability to pay competitive salaries.
So is this just a matter of priorities for cities? Like, they just don't see this as something that they need to invest in?
I think it's more than that. I think the lack of awareness, you know, it's palpable. And if local government officials aren't aware of the need for cybersecurity, then clearly they're not going to prioritize it, and clearly they have not.
Is that changing, though, in light of some of the recent cities that have been hacked?
One hopes, doesn't one?
So is there anything being done at this point, or what can cities do to improve, since they are so vulnerable, it seems?
Well, there's several things they can do. One of the first things they can do is they can make sure that they are staffed properly. Second thing they can do is they can look into buying cybersecurity insurance. It's becoming more and more common. And through the process of applying for cybersecurity insurance, they're required by most insurance carriers who offer this type of insurance, they are required to do a cybersecurity inventory, find out what their weaknesses are, and by finding out what their weaknesses are, they can correct them. And a third thing, local government officials can decide that they must create within their organizations a culture of cybersecurity so that everybody, from the very top to the very bottom, is aware of what they can do and what they must never do while they're online.
All right. That's Donald Norris, a professor emeritus of public policy at the University of Maryland, Baltimore County. Donald, thank you so much for joining us to tell us about this.
Thank you.